America, the land of dreams. A myth created by the US based on a hope for a better life for the people and their families. But what's the reality for thousands of Hispanics who have risked their lives in search of a job here?
Me interesa mucho este reportaje que ustedes están haciendo porque ahí se va a ver la verdad de lo que nosotros en realidad vivimos.
Hay muchísima gente que está buscando trabajo. Inclusive hay mucha gente que viene, se los lleva y los hace trabajar todo el día y después no les pagan.
En nuestro país no saben la vida de nosotros aquí. Ellos creen de que uno aquí tiene trabajo, tiene todo a manos llenas y no es así la situación.
Day laborers are immigrants with no IDs. They've helped the US economy flourish over several decades. Their dream is to obtain a work permit. Without it, their only option is to look for a job on the streets and offer their services to whomever demands it. Carpentry, gardening, cleaning, repairing, drudgery. They know all these jobs very well. Yet, they have faced myriad hurdles put up by the US government, preventing them from achieving immigrant status. And that has led to a range of controversial issues.
Well, from all this perspective, the protection of immigrants' rights, regardless of status, has long been a part of our policy agenda. And we view Jornaleros as, in some ways, being the front lines. When folks decide to target undocumented immigrants, but immigrants in general, or Latino immigrants, they first target who they see. And who they see are the Jornaleros on street corners. So what we have seen over the last 20, 25 years is a proliferation of laws that restrict the rights of day laborers, targeting specifically Latino immigrant day laborers, at the local or even the state level. So these laws are usually the first effort that you see to restrict the rights of immigrants to target Latinos because of the growth of the population created in part through immigration. So we believe they're critically important laws to challenge where they violate the Constitution, as they generally do.
The city of Redondo Beach for decades had had issues with people seeking employment from motor vehicles on busy streetways. And there had been complaints for years from neighbors, from visitors, from a number of women in terms of catcalls, in terms of people urinating on neighborhood businesses, graffiti, harassment, those sorts of issues. So this was something that clearly was driven by complaints from residents.
Bueno, el caso de Redondo Beach.
Such legislation came into force in the late 1980s. In 1988 to 1989, the first regulations were introduced against day laborers. The trend toward taking of the day laborers off the sidewalks has continued for years. There is evidently a law for each issue. For instance, a law that bans throwing rubbish on the street or another that prohibits occupying the public benches, and everybody is bound to observe them. But when a law is violated, for instance, when trash is thrown on the street, only the day laborers on the location are arrested. This is not fair.
Oye, me han dicho mucha gente que ustedes, las personas que les llaman los jornaleros, se tienden a parar aquí en la calle, pero tienen muchísimos problemas con la policía.
La policía, sí, la policía nos tiene azotado aquí a nosotros. Es muy bueno que la gente lo sepa también, porque están cometiendo muchas atrocidades aquí. La policía es mandada por el alcalde, no sé. Pero eso, como vuelvo y repito, están cometiendo como una persona que está buscando trabajo lo vayan a meter preso por estar buscando trabajo. Eso yo nunca en ningún país lo he visto yo del mundo. Y estando uno aquí en la acera, le ponen traspassing a uno, como si uno hubiera traspasado una casa. Y si uno le dice a la policía, ¿por qué usted me pone traspassing? Si yo estoy aquí en la acera de la calle. le mandan a callar la boca a uno, siendo que es un país libre. Y para el colmo de los colmos, a mí me cada rato, yo elijo aquí el alcalde porque yo soy ciudadano americano y mira dónde estoy parado porque no hay trabajo aquí. A mí me gusta ganarme mi plata honradamente, decentemente. Entonces viene un policía y le pone a uno un ticket y le pone cita para la corte porque uno está buscando trabajo. El delito aquí es porque está uno buscando trabajo. Ese es el delito.
In the first part of this documentary, we saw how, after a decade of judicial proceedings, the day laborers in the Redondo Beach retained the legal right to look for a job on the streets without any fear of persecution by the police. In the second part, we will learn about the problems that the day laborers have been facing every day in places where they have to work secretly without any legal support, and where their basic rights are violated without any prospects for being integrated into society. Every day, the Latin American day laborers fall victim to perpetual racism, tyranny, and injustice on the streets of the United States. Since they do not have IDs, they are forced to accept very hard working conditions compared with the legal conditions. They do not speak about their conditions over fears of being deported.
Pero tú sabes que ya ahorita cuántas personas se han ido a trabajar y que los han golpeado y que le roban lo poquito que traen. Yo digo que eso pues está mal, ¿eh?
Aquí hay mucha gente que no les se lo llevan, no les pagan, principalmente la persona que no sabe inglés. Sí, como mi amistad que está allá ayer. A ese le deben como 15 días de trabajo. Un americano se lo llevó a trabajar y le dijo, se enojó y le dijo que le iba a echar la migración porque le estaba cobrando, ¿me entiende?
Yo creo que casi todos los que trabajamos aquí en esto, casi todos sufrimos eso. A todos nos no falta qué nos pasa, o no nos pagan. Casi que la mayoría no nos pagan a veces. Ese es el problema que tenemos.
Ayer actualmente le hablé al señor que nos debe y me dijo, ¿sabes qué? Vete a la Labor Commission. La comisión laboral para poner tu denuncia porque yo no tengo dinero para pagar.
Y si nos roban el salario, no nos están robando el alimento a nosotros, sino que a nuestras familias también. Está muy triste la situación para el jornalero.
Certainly there are problems with having a not well regulated employment relationship, and this extends to day laborers who are victims of wage theft, exploitation, sometimes subjected to very unhealthful working conditions, in other cases, even subjected to assault by would-be employers. These kinds of things need to be protected against, and the best way to protect against them is by ensuring that both sides, employer and day laborer, have rights, and those rights are protected by our government.
Es un problema social.
This is a social problem, and such issues cannot be solved by the police force. This is a social and economic phenomenon.
La gente optó por, bueno, probemos con centros.
Iniciamos este centro en el año.
We opened this center in 2003. After hiring a considerable number of day laborers, we officially started our activities in October 2004. Immigration is the main activity of this center. On a daily basis, we provide support to those who need citizenship services, family support, and etc. This center is a safe place both for the day laborers and their employers, and it acts as a mediator between them. Our center tries to help improve the wages and working conditions and prevent violation of their rights.
Hacer sus negociaciones y llegar a acuerdos.
With these objectives, the Day Laborers Center was opened in Pasadena, and its chief, Angel Alora, invited us to the office.
La idea principal es de más que nada mantener la seguridad de los trabajadores, ¿verdad? Que no estén en la calle buscando empleo y donde puedan ser explotados por empleadores.
In Florida, we had the opportunity to visit the Day Laborers Center El Sol in the town of Jupiter. The center has attracted hundreds of laborers who previously wandered on the streets and created troubles for the residents.
When the American economy started to go downhill in 2008 and a lot of jobs were being eliminated and construction work was going down and negative, one of that we had immigrants who were
walking up and down the streets. They were being mugged. Their money was being stolen. They were going out to work construction jobs here in the part of Florida. And several people in the community saw an opportunity to put together an organization made up of the city, private business, and private individuals who would come together and create a center where the workers could come and organize and have the opportunity to get jobs where they would not be robbed and where they would be treated fairly.
Look, El Sol is a charity organization that is run by volunteers. Although this issue is related to federal government and the immigration department, we're trying to solve it in a way. If the problem extends to other parts of the country, the authorities and the organization should find an immediate solution.
The city of Jupiter has come to the point that a relief center for the day laborers could help the city. But to establish such a center, they have to fight with those who are against the presence of immigrants in the society.
So the program was started originally with a grant from Catholic Charities for 1 year. We were given about $185,000 to get the whole thing organized. And we had 120 volunteers who came in unpaid to help organize the workers, help them learn English, help them learn social skills, help them learn health and safety issues.
Mire, para efectos de lo que es El Sol, que es una organización sin fines de
lucro. You could see our location, 106 Military Trail. The police department and the municipality have worked together to forward this mission and solve problems of the day laborers since 5 years ago. They have managed to organize the affairs.
Y como no lo somos nosotros nos limitamos a resolver.
Citizens were engaged in a social activity to organize the affairs of the centers and solve problems of the day laborers. As the day laborers are not entitled to apply for a job due to a lack of identity cards, they will be left helpless.
The first 2 years or so, we had a little bit of resistance. Where we're sitting right now, we are about 100 centimeters from the major corner of Indian Town Road and Military Trail. There were protesters who would come on Saturday morning, and they would stand out there with signs, but the police wouldn't let them get too close to the building. And then what would happen is people who supported us would drive by, they would honk their horns on the car, they would give us the V sign that they supported us. Eventually, the protesters saw that we're making no progress, and they left. Then, when we had elections in the town, there were a couple of people who ran on a platform that we are against El Sol. And in two elections, the protesters only got about 25% of the vote. 75% of the vote went to the city officials who were supporting El Sol. And then the town came to a realization, this is a good thing. We like the way it works.
Ahí está el señor Obama. Okay, ¿cómo andábamos con él? Tú sabes, apoyándolo. Yo miraba a los niños, pobrecito, ¿qué culpa tiene? Apoyando a mi Obama. Pues, ¿qué es lo que ha pasado? Digo, ¿por qué? Pues, tanto tiempo. Yo no he visto que diga, muchachos latinos, les voy a dar un permiso de trabajo. Es lo único que pidemos, no pidemos más. Yo digo que la gente, por más que le hagan la lucha aquí en este país, nunca van a sacar a los latinos.
No hay una ley que nos proteja. Nosotros hemos estado trabajando para que surja la ley, que el robo de salario sea un delito federal. ¿Ya? Porque si alguien nos roba nuestro trabajo, ese es un robo. O sea, si alguien nos lleva a trabajar y no nos paga, ese es un robo.
Vienen a traer uno un trabajador, se lo llevan, trabaja una semana y ahí luego viene que nomás le pagó la mitad del sueldo y la otra mitad no se la pagó. Y esa es una situación de que nos lleva a una crisis muy, muy crítica, pues, porque muchas personas dependen de nosotros.
Nosotros tenemos definido al empleador.
These centers classify the employers into two groups, those who are very good and those who are incompetent. The incompetent ones never employ the laborers because they know that the centers support their rights.
Esta persona si viene con intenciones negativas no va a utilizar nuestro centro.
When employers come to these centers, they assure the center that they are the good ones and that they intend to respect the main rights of the laborers.
en el lugar de empleo, cómo son las condiciones adecuadas para el trabajador.
At the end of the day, the employers pay the agreed amount of wage to the laborers. The laborers, on the other hand, confirm that they had a normal working day and the required conditions have been met.
Un día normal, que las condiciones que se acordaron dentro del centro fueron respetadas.
Nosotros tenemos muchas organizaciones aliadas que nos ayudan a hacer todo ese proceso. Nosotros más que nada lo que hacemos es documentar todos los casos que tenemos de robo de salario. Los documentamos, les ayudamos a hacer el proceso para que vayan con organizaciones que se dedican a hacer derechos laborales y donde puedan recibir asesoría legal y ayudarles, o los podemos referir a Comisión Laboral. Y ya Comisión Laboral pues toma los casos y trata de resolverlos también. Se registran, se les da un boleto y ese boleto pues se hace una rifa a las 6:15, se hace una rifa y se sacan a 6 personas. De esas 6 personas, conforme vayan yéndose durante el día, entonces vamos haciendo otras rifas para ir dándole a las personas que se vayan a trabajar.
El centro provee un sistema de poder hacer una conexión entre el trabajo.
The laborers go to the centers and sing up and tell the centers what they are able to do, including painting, transporting, cleaning, babysitting, etc. Then the employers are asked what they need and how many laborers they want, how long they need them, and how much they can pay. This is quite a free relation between the employer and the laborers.
Apoyo en las casas para poderlas limpiar y, o para cuidar a niños, etcétera.
Antes de que se abriera el centro, pues nos parábamos en la calle, pero siempre sufríamos el acoso de la policía y se nos dificultaba más. Y desde que se abrió el centro tenemos el beneficio de que aquí pues vienen iglesias y otras instituciones a dejarnos donaciones para poder alimentarnos.
The donor's help is very critical to those day laborers who can't find a job.
Moreover, there are some charity organizations that distribute food among the laborers that have not managed to find a job, and they will take the food to their family.
La situación para el jornalero está muy crítica.
Tenemos un programa de comida para ayudar a las personas desafortunadas que no tienen dónde comer. Y hacemos esto una vez al mes, el primer miércoles de cada mes. Venimos aquí a ayudar a repartir la palabra de Dios y también darles de comer los alimentos que preparamos en nuestra misión.
The centers provide different programs such as free health services for the day laborers, so that when they are not at work, they don't feel useless.
At these centers, you can see that specialists come from the hospitals across California and run medical tests on the laborers in order to check their health conditions.
Muchos compañeros a través de este examen se dan cuenta que sus niveles de azúcar.
Aquí pues tienen todos los servicios que necesitan, tienen baño, tienen un espacio donde pueden buscar trabajo seguro, tienen otras donaciones y tratamos de buscarles recursos como talleres vocacionales, clases de inglés, clases para que obtengan su high school diploma, diferentes servicios.
En lo personal, yo me siento bien asistir a un centro, porque hay muchas oportunidades, como por lo menos expresar nuestros derechos, poder venir con quien, poder comentar la situación que vivimos. Si nosotros estuviéramos en la calle, nomás entre nosotros platicaríamos, pero gracias a Dios existen estas instituciones que de una u otra forma nos dan una ayuda.
It is very important for the day laborers to talk and express their feelings, not only from the personal point of view, but also with regard to work. Juan José Magandi formed this group. Other centers started to help the group after Magandi's friends helped him perform a play called Illegal and Unidentified Day Laborers.
que ir a una convención a Washington de jornaleros, solo de jornaleros.
I was on mission in New York to investigate the situations of the day laborers. Many of those who watched illegal day laborers encouraged me to follow the pass. Then we performed the illegal day laborers for 23 players. Washington Post and New York Times promoted our work because they realized that the art could make a change in the society.
The Day Laborer Without Borders spotlights personal and social issues, and the audience immediately identifies with them. The head of the group, Lorena Moran, shared one of her bitter life experiences with one of the plays.
Realmente nuestras historias son enriquecidas.
The plays are based on the life stories of the laborers themselves. For instance, I gained considerable experience when I was working as a day laborer 5 years ago. One of the plays of our company, titled Modern Slavery, depicts the story of my life. It is about how the laborers are treated like slaves in the modern world, and how they are sexually abused and their wages are seized. Juan José Magandi collects all the facts and writes the plays.
We have balanced two conditions, campaign for social justice with the aim of implementing immigration reforms, and the respect for the works of art that view the culture as a very powerful weapon to change the minds and hearts of the people. This is a very important issue.
Y yo creo que eso ha sido muy importante, el respeto que estamos teniendo a las dos vertientes, a las dos líneas paralelas que estamos trabajando.
Personalmente, cuando yo inicié...
When I was playing in Day Laborers Without Borders Theater, I decided to commit suicide because my children were still in my hometown and I had no motivation to live in this country. However, I worked hard and the company of Day Laborers Without Borders Theater helped me to pass this stage successfully and managed to live a happy life.
Pero no tenía mis hijos conmigo. Teatro Jornalero me ayudó a superar esa etapa, o por lo menos a tratar de conllevar el día a día.
The Day Laborer Centers help the laborers and the jobless people so that they can have access to different facilities to improve their potentials. There have been many achievements, but the issue is highly complicated, and so far many have not succeeded to achieve the goals that have been sold to them, such as America, the land of dreams. Maybe their children and grandchildren can achieve that dream, but at present, racism, xenophobia, and unemployment are the only facts that await all the Latin American immigrants that come to the U.S. in pursuit of a better future.
Estamos peleando, vamos a seguir peleando, vamos a continuar trabajando duro.
We will continue our fight to achieve the minimum conditions of life. We also try to be integrated into the American society. The immigrants have come to the U.S. to make a better future, a dream that these days sounds like a nightmare.
This is my message to those who want to come here. You had better make a transformation in your own country. Do not come here in the search of a solution to your problems. Here is not a paradise. Rather, it's like a nightmare. The whole good news on the country is nothing less than a lie. Here, racism and apartheid are rampant. They don't like us, and they're trying to make us leave this country.